Praise the Lord.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
We shall praise
the Lord. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those who curse you. Luke 6, 27 to 28. Luke 6, verse 27 to 28. And the parallel is Matthew 5, verse 44. Bless those who curse you, or love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. Somebody who is well versed in the word of God may ask, but it is written elsewhere in the Bible. For instance, Leviticus 19:18. You will love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Exodus 21, verse 24 following. Exodus 21, 24 following. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a bend for a bend, a wound for a wound, a stroke for a stroke. The old and the new, they complement each other and they perfect each other. That's why Jesus, when he started the public ministry, he declared, I have not come to do away with the law and the prophets, but I have come to perfect it. If you want to hang on one verse and then retaliate or do vengeance to your brother or sister, it's like saying that your years of childhood or the time that your mother carried the womb, it's not important. They should cut that one off. If they cut it off, you cease to exist. They do need to come together. Proverbs 25, 21. Proverbs 25, 21. If your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. If your enemy is thirsty, give him something to drink. Or you go to Exodus 23, verse 4 to 5. If you come on your enemy's ox or donkey, straying, you will take it back to him. This is the verse 4. Then the verse 5 says, if you see the donkey of someone who hates you fall under its load, do not stand back. You must go and help him with it. One of the most deep-seated yearning of human hearts is love. And there are so many ways we express our love towards one another. For instance, if somebody will see you in need and the person will give you some amount of money to help you out, this could be an expression of the person's love for you. Or you are celebrating your birthday or some important anniversary in your life. Somebody remembers you and give you a special present on that occasion. It could be your wedding, your birthday, or anniversary of your wedding. Why not profession or ordination? Somebody remembers you. This can be an expression of the person's love for you. Or sometimes a word of encouragement. The person has seen that you are going through challenges. And it's very clear even on your face without you uttering a word. The person tries to speak words of encouragement to you. This can be a sign of the person's love for you. One of the highest, and a beautiful way to express love for somebody is to forgive somebody. If you can forgive me that I have hurt you, it is not that I wanted to hurt you, but I hurt you and you forgive me. It's one of the highest expressions of your love for me. There is no love without forgiveness. There is no love without forgiveness. And somebody who forgives you is a sign of, or is an expression of love for you. That's why God is rich in mercy and full of compassion. Experience is that people you love so much, people you care for so much, people you respect so much, people you put your trust and you care for, some may hurt you in life. Some may harm you in life. And this is more hurting than an enemy, even an armed robber, because some of the armed robbers, you don't know them, they disguise themselves. Why should we love our enemies? To love your enemy doesn't mean that your enemy deserves to be loved. If they deserve it, then you have in their right. Jesus knew that health workers, doctors, they have come out with some findings that one who is unable to forgive, it affects your own life, physically, emotionally, psychologically. And then it also affects you spiritually. It affects your relationship with other people, not only the one that hurts you or harms you. For instance, how will it affect you spiritually? Because innocently or calculatively I hate you, and we are in church here praying together, we get to the Our Father, yeah? Let us offer each other the sign of peace. You turn and I'm the next one. As soon as you see me and I'm coming this way, you'll be going the opposite way. You can't pray well. And once you are unable to forgive, you are not disposed, you are not well open for the grace of God. Eli, you are pumping water, and there is some debris, some rock or something is covering. It prevents the water from flowing well, because there is anger. You can't worship well. Or how will it affect you? Your relationship with other people and not the one person who hates you. Maybe the person who hates you is very fat. Sometimes when you see a fat person, it may remind you and you are just annoyed. Or the person is called John and you meet somebody also called John. Wait. You think, when you don't take time, you just transfer because one John hates you. Or the person is a man. If you are a long lady, until you forgive, sometimes when you see some men wanting to, who are trying to come near, if you get a gun, you shoot them. All men are like this. So it will affect your relationship with other people. Or the person is working in some department. Let's say the person is a policeman. Or a judge in the law court. You have not done something, but they have gone there. The evidence is clear. But the judge decides to take a bribe. And you see, sometimes people speak just pure wisdom. And then when you go by it logically, you'll be convicted. And they will send you to jail. You know you have not done it. The evidence is there, but they have twisted the thing. When you go and see another person, and the person is also a judge, you may just be angry. You can't tell why. But it's just because you think that a judge was corrupt and you suffered. Even if it is you yourself, it may not hurt you. Maybe your beloved daughter or son. Justice was not done, and such a daughter or son is still in prison. And you go and meet a judge. You can easily transfer your anger to that judge who is just innocent. So, if you are not able to forgive one person who hurt you, it may affect your relationship with other people too. Besides this, on health grounds, the health experts are saying that it can give you blood pressure. Blood pressure. And one day you may die premature. Or it can give you depression. You think that is a joke? Depression and unnecessary anxiety. Sleepless night. You give you sleepless night. And all this is affecting you, your health. And it can lead to a feeling of no sense or purpose in life. This can lead to a strong temptation. You want to forget the hurt. You want to make yourself happy. Be happy. Then you go and then you drink plenty. You are not helping yourself. You are dragging yourself to your grave very fast. Who can lift themselves by the bootstraps? Any mocho man among us, or mocho ladies? No person can do it. To tell you that if you can't lift yourself by your bootstraps, no alcohol can lift you out of your problem. You may just need to forgive somebody so that you can move forward with life. No alcohol can lead you. Or sometimes it may not just be alcohol, it can be abuse of substance. Even this word alone will tell you that Jesus indeed is the Son of God. He knows what is good for us, but science will always take many years to come to what Jesus knew eternally. So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are able to forgive somebody who truly hurts you, you begin to bring some kind of healing of wounds, emotional wounds, psychological wounds. You begin to heal your wounds psychologically, emotionally, and it can bring you inner peace, lasting inner peace. Not that you won't think of what has happened. You will think of it, but you will still move forward with your life. That will not be a standing block on you, because as long as you are unable to forgive, it becomes a mountain. Then you come here. There is no mountain that I can climb. You will sing this song. And then when you get up, before you leave here, a mountain will just be here, because you know the problem. It has all gone. There is no mountain you can't climb. You can't climb an anthill. Because there is something there. Until you forgive, you can't climb down anthill. Because the time you get to the anthill, you may see your enemy, or the thought will come to mind, and then when you see the person this way, you turn this way. I see some people are trying to evade tax. So, unable to forgive will not let you move forward. Few months ago, we mourned Nelson Mandela of South Africa. Nelson Mandela was in prison for 27 years. And the day they released him, Nelson Mandela had this to say, "As I walk out of the door towards the gate that will lead to my freedom, I knew if I did not leave my bitterness and hatred, I will still be in prison." This is what Nelson Mandela said. "As I walk towards the gate," this is the gate, "that will lead to my freedom, I knew if I did not leave the bitterness and hatred, I will go out of the prison, but I will still be in prison." In the same light, people have imprisoned themselves and they don't know. When you forgive somebody, you will soon discover that the first person to walk out of some prison in your mind is your own self. Because when somebody hurts you, and it's not a joke, it really hurts you, there's always a link psychologically or some way you can explain between you and that person. Until you forgive that person, there is always a link. I may not be able to explain it well, but there is a link. And if you see the person, you won't share the same room with the person. You won't eat with the person. You won't drink with the person. But the worst thing is, the person is in your heart. And you are sleeping and moving, doing everything. And once the person is there, you continue to feel discomfort in you. Because there is something down there. And Jesus knew all this. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Dear brothers and sisters, begin to cast your mind back. Some of the experiences you have made in life, is there any experience that comes with a name or names that you need to forgive? It is not that the person has not hurt you. The person has really hurt you. Is there a name or some names that are coming to mind? It may be your own wife or husband or ex-husband or ex-wife or your friend who whom you love and care for so much. It could be your former employer. You have lost a job with the person. It could be your teacher or your own child. It could even be your religious leader, one of the ministry leaders here. Or why not, your priest, your bishop, because all of us are human beings. It could be somebody you think he is the cause of your downfall, or some sickness your relation is suffering from, or you yourself, you think the person is the cause. Or somebody has died, and you think that the person is the cause of this death. Begin to tell the Lord that it is indeed truly hard to forgive such a person. You mean it, it is hard, because you are hurt. It affects your human dignity, and you can see some kind of block of your progress and development turn backwards. Tell the Lord that you are sincere. It's difficult. When you are telling the Lord it is difficult, may you listen to what the Lord will tell you. The impossible is possible with the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, ask for the grace from God to be able to forgive all those names that have come to mind. To be able to forgive them. Because sometimes you hear that some people will say, I have fallen in love with this young lady or this young man. And it's very hard to stop the relationship. I can't even explain why I'm falling in love. But I just love the young lady or the handsome man. You can't fall in love to forgive somebody. It is a matter of the will. It's a matter of the heart. Pray for God to give you a good heart, a heart that will be able to forgive. And you ask God for the grace. It is a matter of the will. That you want to do it and you ask for God's grace. You can't fall in love to forgive somebody. It doesn't and it will not happen that way. It's a matter of the will. You decide to forgive the person. And if you forgive the person, it doesn't mean that you are saying that what the person did to you was not wrong. It's still wrong. And you are not making the person irresponsible. The person is still responsible for whatever happened. But you are doing it. Because it's good for you and it's good to do it. You don't even need a logical reason to do it. It is good for you yourself and it's good to do it. Eye for an eye, ear for ear, tooth for tooth, wound for wound, a bed for bed, a stroke for a stroke. It is not that the time that this law was given, they were the worst people. It was to limit vengeance. Because there was unlimited vengeance at the time that one Babylonian emperor, king, called Hammurabi, he came out with this code and it was included in the Old Testament to limit vengeance. Because there was a time, if somebody, I'm from Jerukonpuri, a village there, somebody from Jerukonpuri will come to Wasombo to fight with a young man there and happen to break a tooth. The whole community in Sombo could mobilize. There were no guns in those days. With their clubs, their bows and arrows, and just come and descend on our village and kill all the strong men there. Or you have a quarrel with somebody and you happen to knock the person and you hit him so hard that the eye is big like this. The person will just go home and some friends will mobilize and come. They will just use a sharp knife and punch your two eyes. There was unlimited vengeance. Then this king said, no. One person cannot go and overeat or overdrink and cause confusion. And the whole village or the whole family will suffer it. This was the background of this law. To limit vengeance. And there is no evidence that there was a time this law was even literally carried out. The law was not for the private individual. The law was given to the judges. for them to guide them. But there's no written evidence that any judge ever said, well, you are broken somebody's teeth. You go and sit, or whether you are standing, open your teeth so that they put hammer and chisel there and chisel one out. The judges will see, what pain have you caused the person? What loss of time and property have you caused the person? Because if the person were working and you are ahead of the person cannot go to work. They will calculate all the days that the person cannot work. The damage, the pain and everything, and give you a fine. But Jesus has come to say, no. You see, you can measure my height. And sometimes there are things like this bed, you can measure it length. The whole house of prayer, you can measure it width. But you can't measure the depth of God's love for us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are a married person here, and you want to live with your husband or wife till death do you part, what you are saying consciously or unconsciously is that your wife or your husband should continue to forgive you because you are not an angel. Even the angels, Lucifer said, and he was cast down because of pride. It means you need forgiveness. You need forgiveness. And if you have an intimate friend and you want this person to continue to be your friend, what you are saying consciously or unconsciously is that the person should continue to forgive you. If you say that you will never hurt your friend, it means you will be honest and sincere with yourself and your friend all the times. Or if you are a worker, somebody has employed you and you want to continuously work for the person and also get the reward, what you are saying that the person should continue to forgive you. Because you are a human being. One day you will do some of the things well. And if the person your employer will not forgive, you just say, fire! And you are gone. If you want to continue to work, it means you need forgiveness. Or you are the employer and you have boys. You have people working for you. And you want them to continue to work for you so that you make some money. And do something for yourself and also help them. You also, what you are also saying that they should forgive you. Sometimes just because you are the boss, even though sometimes you are also wrong. And you know it if you are sincere with yourself. Some bosses who want the business to grow, sometimes they will even call some of the boys and say, I am sorry for what I did or said yesterday. And the person will continue to give of his or her best. So what we all need is, every one of us, we need forgiveness. We are all hoping one day to be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven. Where we say, come you blessed of my Father. Come for the inheritance that has been prepared for you while you were on earth here, worshipping and adoring me. If we will hear these words, and we hope to hear these words, what we need is forgiveness from God. When we are saying the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our sins or trespasses, as we forgive those who sin or trespass against us. If God were going to go literally by this, we will see those who truly worship in spirit and truth. Because a day will come, everybody will come and then look at the church and turn back. Because we are all sin and falling short of the glory of God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was.